We're up to the Gemara, Daf Kuf Beis, Omer Aleph. But we'll backtrack a little and go back to Daf Kuf Aleph, Omer Beis, where we had a shita of... Rav Chizda said a gevaldige nice in the whole sugya of Shinu Mokim. Towards the around 10, 15 lines from the top, Rav Chizda said, Mishmei de Nafshei, on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, Hoda Amrit Shinu Mokim Tzoch Levorech, this whole din of Shinu Mokim that you have to make a brocha, is Le Amoron Ela Bedvorim, Shein Tunim Brocha, Lachareyen Bim Koimon. It's only by things that do not require you to go back to the place that you ate and make a brocha achroina. And the Rashbam explains, it's Machlokes Rishonim, but the Rashbam explains that we're referring to specific brocha achroinas. You know which ones? Only choshev ones that are longer, birchas hamazon, alamichya, main shivas aminim, main shalosh, but not bar nefashos. Bar nefashos is like regular water or like regular fruits, not shivas aminim, that do not require you to go back to the place to make that brocha achroina. You can make it in the place that you went to. L'chatchila, of course you shouldn't, but you don't have to go back. Ein tunim brocha lachem bim koimon. So since it's not tunim brocha lachem bim koimon, so emele, it's like a new meal. It's a new start. So if it's a new start, so then the din is that shinu mokoim tzorich levorech. Because ein tunim brocha lachem bim koimon. But vorem atunim brocha lachem bim koimon. Things like shivas aminim or pas or mezoinus, alamichyo, since you have to go back, you're still connected to the original place. If you're still connected to the original place, it's not called a shinu mokoim. It's a continuation. Now, obviously, lechatchila, you're supposed to bench in the place that you are, and you're supposed to go back to the place that you are. That's supposed to leave, if you don't have it in mind. But at the end of the day, now to get a different place, you're still connected. So you don't have to make now a brocha achroina. You should be going back. But if you didn't go back, you can continue eating now because it's still a continuation, and it's not called the shinu mokum, but I'm still connected to that place. Ein tzoch levorach my time lekivakama hoda. Rav Sheshes argues, echot zeh ve'echot zeh tzoch levorach. He doesn't differentiate. He says even something that tunim brocha lachreyan bim koimon still tzoch levorach. You don't say this for lekivakama. Now the Gemara had a kasha from that from bnei chaburah shem suvin lishnas v'okra gleyan. When they leave, they don't need a brocha of achroina. When they come back, they don't need a brocha. When? They left someone behind. From the fact that it says oku, that means they had to leave because it's chosam kala. Michlal b'dvorim atun brocha lachen b'mkoyim askinon. If not for the chosam kala, they would have remained seated. It's only oku because of the mitzvah. It's mashma that dvorim atun brocha lachen b'mkoyim askinon. And the only reason why you don't need to make a brocha is time in the hand then nichusham zaken and choyla. When they leave, they don't need the brocha lachatkila. Only because they left someone behind. If they would have not left someone behind, they would have to. Even though it's dvorim atzrich and brocha lachrein, kash Rav Chizda just said a yisoid. He established a yisoid in Shinu Mokum that dvorim atun brocha lachrein do not need a brocha. If you need a brach lachem bim koimon, here we see clearly we're talking about dvorim atunim brach lachrein because it says oku, and it's only because of nichus zakim mechayla. If not for zakim mechayla, you would require. So it's like Rav Sheshes, it's not like Rav Chizda. Kasha Rav Chizda, zok demora omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, tafkuf beis omer aleph, man tona akirois. Who is the tana of the brisa that says akiris, this whole din, that if you're oiker from your place, it says you're oiker, that even though it's dvorim atunim brach lachrein, you still have to make a bracha? It's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda, when it says, Bamed Vamamurim, is about Plukta of the Rabbonon. So you can't ask me Kashan of Chizda from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbonon argue Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda comes argue Rabbonon. Rabbi Chizda holds like Rabbonon. The Tanya, Chaverim, Shoyim Subin, Vokur Agleyen, Chaverim, Tamid Chomed, they were sitting. And they had to get up. Why did they have to get up? Leil Chabez HaKnesel, Lebez HaMedrash. They had to go to learn. When they leave, they don't need a brocha l'mafreya. Ukshen choizrin, ain't tunim brocha l'chatchila. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, what's this talking about? Bameh dvorim amurim. Bizman shenichu shom miktas chaverim. They left some of them behind. Now, oku means it's dvorim atunim brocha l'chrein. And It's only because they left someone behind. Avaloy nichshom mitzas chaverim. If they did not leave someone behind, kshen yoytzin tunu brach lamafreya, ushe choyzin tunu brach lachatchila. That sheet is Rabbi Yehuda, but it says bameh dvorim amurim. And Rashbam says whenever it says bameh means he's coming to be choylik on the chachomim. Komokim shom Rabbi Yehuda bameh is lachloik. When he says emosai, it's the farish to be chachomim. But since it says bameh dvorim amurim, the chachomim taka argue, and the chachomim say they do not need a brocha lachrein because it's dvorim atun a brocha lachrein. They do not need a brocha when they leave, not just because they left someone behind. Even if they did not leave someone behind, because it's dvorim like Rav Chisda, it's dvorim atun a brocha lachrein b'mkoyman does not require. It's not called the suda is over. It's a lekiva kavakodar. It's not called a new suda. So you don't ask me kasha from Rav Yehuda who's about plukta b'chachomim because it says b'med v'am amurim on Rav Chisda. That's the Gemara's teretz, and that's what we got up to yesterday. Now Tosis over here says in the Okur Agleim Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, the Okur Agleim Leilach LeBeis HaKnesses. It says the Talmid Chachomim that went and they went to Likas Beis Medrash, so they left someone behind. Rabbi Yehuda says that's when you don't need a bracha lemafrei and a bracha bishoyna. Mikan Mashma Zok Tosis Shim Shochach Lispalo. If someone forgot to daven. And he's more of a suda. And now he's in the middle of a suda and he remembered I didn't daven yet. I have to leave. Since it says over here, that means to daven. So in Mela, you would not require another brocha. Here we see this sheet of Tosis that when you go to daven, that is not called a chiyuv to make another bracha. Now, if we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you leave someone behind, you don't need to make another bracha. If you're going according to the Chachomim argue on this. We're saying Bamed Vamurim Chomer argue that it's Dvarim Atun Bracha Lachrein. Tefillah is not called a hefsek. A couple of tefillah is not called a hefsek. There's a famous story. I don't know the makar, but there's a story in Valojim Fakert. A person went in the middle of a suda, eating kes by someone. And he ran to the Beis Medrash he had in his iris to learn basmoda. And he stayed learning basmoda 12 hours a day, even though he remembered that he didn't bench. So api alochi is supposed to go back. But I think, maybe Chaim Shulevit, someone said that you're right, you're supposed to go back. But if he wouldn't have gone back, he wouldn't have turned into the masmid that he was, that his iris of basmoda came about when he had that iris and he ran to the Beis Medrash. So here we have fakert and ma'isa. I'm not doing a ma'isa and a tosis, two different things. But upon him, tosis says punk fakert that when it comes to tefillah, it's not called a hefsek. And a mela, it's legavri birch samozim. Oh, zok the gemara weiter. This we got up to yesterday. Now we're going back to Rav Chisda's din. El a time the bedvorim atun ebrocha lachem bimkoymon. V'chshen yoytzin entun ebrocha lemafreya. It's only because dvorim atun ebrocha lachem bimkoymon. If those type of food items, they need a brocha lachrein bimkoymon. When you leave, ain't tuna brocha lemafreya. You don't have to make a brocha lachrein. Why? Because it's lekiva kamik odar. Ukshen choizrin, ain't tuna brocha lachatchila. You do not need a brocha rishon again. Avad vorem shen tuna brocha lachrein bimkoymon. But those food items, like we said, like the Rashbam says, burn the foshes. Afilu rabbonon, even rabbonon that argue now, we just said it's a machlokes rabbin rabbonon. Afilu rabbonon. That is what we're saying now. We're saying only by dvorim hatun ebrach lachrein bimkoymon rabbonon argue on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says you have to leave someone behind, but rabbonon say no. Rav Chisda says no. Dvorim hatun ebrach lachrein, you do not require another bracha bimkoymon. However, when it's dvorim she'en hatun ebrach lachrein bimkoymon, like burn nefashos. Come to Rashbam, because he says everything is included except for Barna Fashas. So those avadi would require, even according to Rabbonon, a bracha lachrein. She'chodin to the bracha lachatchila. So frek di gemara, leim etav tiyuf to the Rabbi Yochanan. If you remember, on the top of Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, we had three sheets. The third sheet was Rabbi Yochanan. On Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph, we had Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that yidei yayin lo yotzu, yidei kiddush yotzu, if you heard it in the shul, but yidei yayin lo yotzu, avad is a pram of shinu mokum. Shmuel said, yidei kiddush also lo yotzu. For sure yidei yayin lo yotzu. Shinu mokum is a pram. But even kiddush mokum suda is a pram, and you're not yotzu kiddush. Came along Rabbi Yochanan at the bottom of Kuf Aleph from the Aleph. Af yidei yayin ami yotzu. There's no pram of shinu mokum. And that's a b'yechon l'shitosoy that says, shinu yayin, v'shinu mokum, ain't tzoch levorich. And that the Gemara had a kashan that, shinu mokum tzoch levorich, shinu yayin ain't tzoch levorich, we see shinu mokum you have to mevorich, tiyufta l'rabbi yechonon, tiyufta. But what's Rabbi Yochanan's shita? Shinu mokum ein tzoch levorich. So, in fact, tomorrow now a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. From the fact that we're saying now, even according to Rabbanon, by dvorim she ain't tunim bracha lachrein, that even Rabbanon agree they need to make a bracha she chayz into tunim bracha lachatchila. Leim etavtiu for Rabbi Yochanan that said that shinu mokum ein tzoch levorich. Here we see clearly shinu mokum tzorich levorich. If it's not the dvorim at tunim bracha lachrein, if it's regular burning fashos. In fact, tomorrow. Oh, we're going to get there in a second. First of all, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Yain. Where does it say Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, after the Yain, oh, very good, very good. That's mama's going to be the discussion that we're showing him in a second. So, Kaponim, right now, there are other shittas that argue on this Rashbam. Other shittas say it's only Birchas HaMozen and Alamichya. Those are the Dvarim Atun and Brach Lachrein. But Yain, meaning Shivas Aminim, would fall into the category of like Bar Nefoshes. So, let's see in a second. Zog the Gemara, leim et aft yufti Rabbi Yochanan. So the first the Gemara says, what's the Goyse Kasha? V'lav mi yosvinon chade zimna? Didn't we just ask it on the top of Kuf Alpha Mut Beis, tyufti the Rabbi Yochanan tyufta? So you asked me another tyufta on Rabbi Yochanan? Lav mi yosvinon chade zimna? Zog the Gemara, neim imaho nami nahave tyufta. Here's another additional tyufta. And Rashbam explains on the third white line, Shim yova odem yitaretz l'ach kamayse, if you have a teretz on the first tyufta, o yeshabesh oysa alidet b'raises acheroyz, so yeah, that's the purpose of another tufta. Now the Gemara says as follows. No, we're asking a tufta on Rabbi Yochanan. So we're saying, no, Rabbi Yochanan can answer why it's not shver on him. Omalok Rabbi Yochanan, hu adin dafilu dvorim shein tunu brocha lachem bim koimon, nami ein etzichin levorich. My shita stands. There's no problem of shinu mokum. Even by dvorim shein tunu brocha lachem bim koimon, even if you're not connected because you're tunu brocha lachem bim koimon, you still say, ein etzichin levorich. You don't say shinu mokum is a problem, you have to make another bracha. Aye, v'hodik toni okru ragleyen. It says over here clearly that okru ragleyen, they would require another bracha. It says only because it's dvarim she'entunim bracha lachem bim koimon. That's what Rabbanu Rabbi Yehuda argue. But if not for that, then everyone agrees that you need a bracha. Aye, over here it says clearly okru ragleyen, they would require another bracha. Zok de Gemara, lo yediacha koichet Reb Yehuda. It's coming you that to tell me the chiddush of Reb Yehuda. That's why it says this case of Okra Gleyen. Lo yediacha koichet Reb Yehuda. But the Rabbanon argue, Zok de Yechanon. Da afilu dvorim tshunim bracha lachem im koimon. Even food items that require bracha lachem im koimon. It's only because time the nichu mitzvah verim. That's why you do not require a bracha. Aval lo yediacha mitzvah verim. If you did not leave someone behind, kshen yoitzin tunim bracha lemafreya, ukshen choyzin tunim bracha lechatchila. It's only coming, tell me, Koichet Rabbi Yehuda, which is really Koichet Yisura. Usually we try to say Koichet Teira. That's what Rashbam has a kash like that. Why are you telling me the Kiddush of Koichet Yisura? But the point is, Rabbi Yehuda can answer that no, really Rabbanon hold like me, that there's no problem of Shinu Mokum, that Shinu Mokum ain't Tzoch Levorech. Even by Dvorim, She'ein Tunim Brocha Lachrein Bim Koimon, you do not have to make. It's not considered, it's still called the Kivakamu Kohodar. It's not called the New Suda. It says over here that by Okra Gleim is mashma that dvorim hatunim brocha lachrein bim koimon, because okru means I had to leave because of this mitzvah, because of chosav kala, because of beis medrash. It's okru, but it's beetzim things that hatunim brocha lachrein bim koimon. And on this we say Reb Yehuda says a shita that tzrichin levorich. The chiddush is even in such a case. Because really, Rabbanon hold, even by loy oku, even by dvarim she'ein tunim bracha lachrein bim koimon, Rabbanon hold, you don't need to make a bracha like Rabbi Yochanan says. He's going to answer Rabbanon like him. I over here it says oku ragleyen, and the machloikus is only by dvarim tunim bracha lachrein bim koimon. Rabbi Yehuda requires someone to stay behind. Rabbanon not, but by loy dvarim she'ein tunim bracha lachrein bim koimon, meaning not okru, Rabbanon would agree. So Gemara says no, Rabbanon don't agree by not okru, by meaning by dvarim that are not so stringent that tunim bracha lachrein bim koimon. The reason why it says the case of okru of dvarim tunim bracha lachrein bim koimon is to tell me the chiddush Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda answers, even in such a case, that means that you require another bracha, even if you left someone behind. I'm sorry, only because you left someone behind. Time of the afilu dvarim tunim bracha lachrein bim koimon. It's only nichu mitzchaverim, aval lo nichu mitzchaverim shein yoytzi tunim bracha lemafreya shein choyzin tunim bracha lechatchila. So Rashbam has his kasha in loydicha koichet Rabbi Yehuda. Usually we say Koicha de Teira Odef. Zok to Hashbam. Vadich Koicha de Abiyuda, the fourth line. Kshen Yoitzin Tunim Broch Lamafreya. Aval Bishad Vorim. Lohoi Yocha Loima Tunim Broch Lamafreya. De Ein Tzichim Broch Lachem Bim Koimon. Vilek Lakshri Ad Rabbe Lashmin and Dvorim Shen Tzichim Broch Lachem Bim Koimon. Vadich Koicha de Rabbonon de Mekilin. Kolkach. Maybe say the Kiddush Rabbonon. They make us so much. Shafilu Olein Tzichim Lavorech. Even on Dvorim. She ain't Tzichim Broch Lachrein. You still don't require another bracha like we're saying Rabbi Yochanan holds. No problem with Shinimokim. Mishum de koyach atega odif. Ein loy makain. Why? De ein koychon koyach v'chshivus im ein matzrich in the vorech. The not making the bracha is not such a koyach of it. It's, yes, it's a heter, but it's not a chshivus de kesvara. Why? The svaru. The chemish loy hesach adas ben a time. According to Rabbonon, Rabbi Yochanan shita now is, as long as you don't have hesach adas, you don't make a bracha. Doesn't mean automatically, means you don't have no hesach adas. Loma yachsi v'vorech. Why is it a big chiddush? Even though it's Issa. Shemach meshtei chumres al divrei chomim. The loy miboy dvorim shein tzichim bracha lachem b'mkoymon shechayev. Not just the loy miboy dvorim shein tzichim bracha lachem. Not just dvorim shein tzichim needed to make a bracha. Af ish chaver of poitrin. Afilu dvorim atzrich. Even though chom argue, but afilu dvorim atzrich in bracha lachem b'mkoymon. Even in such a case, still he argues nami the chayev only because he left someone behind. You don't. Hilkachocha koich di sura odif. Over here, koich di sura is odif. Zog the Gemara. Tanya Kavose de Rav Chizda. Now we're going to bring a raya to Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda is the one that said this big yisoid that dvorim atunim broch lachem b'mkoymon ein tzoch levorach, it's the kivah kama kohoda. Tanya Kavose de Rav Chizda. Chaveirim shoyim esubin lishtois yayin. Oh, so now, Eli, this is your dik. It says over here, chaveirim that are sitting and they're drinking wine. Now, according to the Rashbam, wine is one of those food items shetzrichin brocha lachem b'mkoymon. And what does it say? V'oku ragleyen, and they left. V'chozru, ein tzrichin levorech. So we see black and white, the writer of Chizda, that dvorim atunim brocha lachem b'mkoymon, which Rashbam calls yayin, because we said shivas aminim ala michya and pas, only not by nefoshes, it's called dvorim atunim brocha lachem b'mkoymon. And what does it say? Ein tzrichin levorech. So it's like Rav Chizda, right like Rav Chizda, not like Rav Sheshes. Now that is, if you learn like Rashbam, that yayin is one of those food items that it's tzrichin brocha lachem b'mkoymon. However, Tosis and Dafkuf Alpha Mabez, we need to the Tosis inside, but it's big Tosis of Dima Maschel Elo, says there are others that argue and say, no, it's only pas and alamichyo. But shivas aminim, yayin, is not considered brocha lachem b'mkoymon. It's like bar nefoshes. So then it would be a tanya kavosid de Rabbi Yochanan. It would be an opposite raya. Tanya kavosid de Rabbi Yochanan would be the girsa. That meaning, chaverim shoyim esubin lishtos yayin, since it's dvorim she'ein tzichim brocha lachreyen, v'ok ragleyen v'chozru, even though it's ein tzichim brocha lachreyen, ein tzichim levorech, a riot Rabbi Yochanan, that there's no problem of shinu mokoyim. It will be a major nafkamina if this tanya kavose is to Rav Chizda, or tanya kavose to Rabbi Yochanan. Is there a problem of shinu mokoyim, unless it's dvorim she'tzichim brocha lachreyen b'koyimon, or there's no problem of shinu mokoyim, like Rabbi Yochanan. And yayin is one of those food items like bar nefoshes. Zok the Rashbam inside. Tanya kavos et Rav Chizda. It's the third wide line on the bottom of the Rashbam where it gets wide, the widest point. Tanya kavos et Rav Chizda. V'chaveim shoyim esubin lishtos yayin. V'haydu k'Rav Chizda. We see clearly like Rav Chizda that dvorim she'tunin brocha lachem b'mkoymon, because yayin is one of those like shivas aminim and like alamichin like pas. It's dvorim atunin brocha lachem b'mkoymon. So it's considered the kivakama kohodar. And you do not need to make a brocha. Tanya kavose that ain't tzichin levorech. V'ayinu k'Rav Chizda. Doma advorim shetunu brocha lachem b'mkoymon. Ain't tzichin levorech. V'obehedya mesiel l'Rav Chizda. It's not just a Tanya, it's a behedya mesiel l'Rav Chizda. These are the words of Chizda. Midakatoni yayin, because it says clearly wine. And wine, the Rashbam held, is dvorim atunu brocha lachem b'mkoymon. Aval bahud le'el, the reason why we only bring a raya from here and not from the Gemara before to Rav Chizda, because before it did not say yayin. It just was based on the diak. It says okru, and okru we medayik to mean dvorim atunim brocha lachem b'mkoymon. So that's not a clear-cut raya. Aval bahud le'el le'toni yayin behedya. Miu shamino mishmaitzin. What do we see from our maskonos asugyo? Shinu yayin ein tzoch levorich. That shinu yayin is considered dvorim atunim brocha lachem b'mkoymon. Ain't tzoch levorach. It's called the kivah kama kohodar. It's not called a shinu mokim. You don't have to make a brocha, meaning a hagofen. However, ain't tzoch levorach b'chas hayayin. Al mevorach hatoiv ha-metiv. Like we said on the kuf aleph on aleph, the big toises on the bottom, that the hatoiv ha-metiv you have to make.
Shinu Mokim b'Shivas Haminim. By Shivas Haminim, which the Rashbam holds, it dvar matunu brach lachem b'mkoymon. Shetunu brach lachem b'mkoymon. Me'ein shalosh kugon oichel b'bayis zeh. Because of oichel b'bayis acher. Koydem shebirech achen. Oish ocha b'bayis before you mevarach on the first on what you ate in the first house. Oish ocha b'bayis zeh. V'halach l'shuk v'chaz v'gomesu dosoi b'bayis acher b'chol elu ein tzoch lachzel l'varich t'chila. You don't have to make again a new bracha rishayna. Why? The lekive kama hodar. The tanya kavosin of chizda. There's a clear tanya kavosin of chizda, and that's what we paskin because of the tanya kavosin of chizda. However, if it's a bar in the fashion, zok tosh bam. Aval shah peres u'mashkin she'ena b'shivis aminim she'ena tzicha b'ocha l'achrein b'mkoyman v'ocha b'bayis zeh if you ate it in one home v'chaz v'ocha b'bayis acher. So you first have to make another bracha. Tzorich levoich tchila. You have to make another bracha mishoina. Because you say that it's a hezchadas. A shinu mokim is a hezchadas. Rabbi Yochanan holds that shinu mokim ain't tzorich levoich even by dvorim she ain't tzorichim bochel achrayen. Because he holds it's not called a hezchadas. Unless you have a hezchadas. But shinu mokim is not automatically a hezchadas. But according to Rav Chisda, if it's not from the Shivas Haminim, if it's tam mayim, or if it's tam peris, which is born of Foshas, Tzorich Levarach Tchila. Now that's only when you go to another home. Avo mi pina lepina. If you go from one corner to another corner of the same room, Bebayis Echod, Ein Tzorich Levarach. That's not called the Shinu Mokim when it comes to Brochas. So even though, like the Ran said, when it comes to a Suda, it's not called maybe Kiddush Mokim Suda, even mi pina lepina, if there's such a gears like that, we had in Daf Kuf Aleph. But that's only because by Suda, there's a kvias that you have in one specific corner and not in another place. You eat in the dining room. You don't eat in the living room, even if it's a different corner of the same room. Because that's Mipina Lepina by Suda. But when it comes to the din of Shinu Mokum for Brochas, so a Brocha, that Lemaisa doesn't mean only in this corner. When I drink something, I can have it in mind also to not just in mind, but Pshat is it's not a specific mokum that your choice only in one place. Mimokum lemokum is not called the Shinu Mokum. Mipina Lepina, I mean, it's not called Shinu Mokum because there's no specific mokum specifically in one corner to drink. It's unlike a Suda. That's not called the Shinu Mokum. Like we had before, Gemara said, Umishum the kaboy lemisi v'okuraglein kelel chabes hamedrash. Since it says okuraglein lel chabes hamedrash, zilkach nokv chaverim tamin chachomim. Since it says lebes hamedrash, so we use a case of tamin chachomim because those are the ones that go to the bes hamedrash. Now Tosfos over here says similar. The Tosfos says tani kavos rav chizda pirush Rashbam hod lemaisi rav chizda mi rabbonu rav yuda. Why are you being a right rav chizda from rabbonu rav yuda that argue? Because over there don't say behi yain mishum behi lo ketoni behi yain v'ze. Pirush lefishi tosoi. This Rashbam explains the shitosoi. The gasin hocha yayin. But Tosfos before explained that no, that yayin is not one of those items that atunim brocha lachem im koimon. Zok Tosfos v'yesh loymar mishum hocha lemais isyat mino. Because be'etzmi there's no raya from the rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. Mishum deikad amri besanhedrin there is a shita that says debameh nami lefarish. Meaning, we said, we established this whole Yisoid Rabbanon arguing Rabbi Yehuda because it says Bameh. And Bameh, whenever it says Bameh, the Amurim is Lachlik. And Amos says the Farish. There's a shita that Bameh is Lefarish. So there's Bechlal no clear Rabbanon that arguing Rabbi Yehuda. So mainly we bring a Siyata Dafka from here to Chizah, and that's from before.
Now, Lamaisa Lahalocha, we paskin, the Ramah paskins clearly in Kufa and Ches, that if a person ate in a home and he was Shinim Mekoyma to another place, if he ate, let's say, pas, dvorim atunim brocha, achreim b'mkoymon. Now, when he comes back to the place that he was originally, so then he doesn't have to make a brocha again, like we're passing like Rav Chisda, and dvorim atunim brocha, achreim b'mkoymon, ain't tzorich levarach. Now, if you left someone behind, then you don't have to make another brocha, even if you ate dvorim she'ain tunim brocha, achreim b'mkoymon. Now the Rashbam over here that said, and Tosfos brings also, this is soy, the Rashbam Lishitosoi, that it's Tanya Kavosar Rav Chisda, because we're talking about the Goris Dafki Yain, and Yain is from the Dvorim Atun and Broch Lachem Bim Koimon, so Tosfos Dafkuf Aleph Amid Beis brings that L'chaira, if you hold that Yain is from the Dvorim Atun and Broch Lachem Bim Koimon, so then Oibazoi, so then what's Bichlal the Tuft on Rabbi Yechanan? All the Gemara before that said Tosfos Rabbi Yechanan. So Tosfos Kuf Aleph Amid Beis and Maskel Elo, around 15 lines down. Aval bebreise de tayne kvosse de rav chizde. Gassin en yayin, umi ukosha. Di ave yayin bichal dvorim atun ubroch lachem im koimon. Im kein mai toysim rab yoichanon el. What's the ukasha rab yoichanon? The rab yoichanon aire be yayin. He's talking about yayin.
Da meide kommen Rabbi Yochanan afi de yai nami yotzu kommer. Was Rabbi Yochanan tamei, da omashinu mokam en tzoch levorech. It's because we're talking about yain dafka. En yain dvorm en tunem broch lachem im koimon. Ubreise aire bedvorm shen tunem broch lachem im koimon.
So Tosa Shita is that le'olam yain is not from the dvorm atunem broch lachem im koimon. And that would be the tanya kavosi de Rabbi Yochanan punkt fakeret. So Tosa over there, lekach nira. The yain b'chol zayin minim lo yav b'chad dvorm atunem broch lachem im koimon. Ela pas, b'chol mine pas, shem b'chol alav ha-moitzi, Oy shema kol mine mezoynes sheyesh bam heyminim davke pasor ala michya hab gehad vor matun brokh lachem im koimon ul hay pirish nami loy gasin me preis be samach licht das yain ve loy be de tayke was der frize de be pasor be heyminim mari mit tori oku ken aloch be khol dav khut bi pasor mine mezoynes shema khamesh aminim ein tsikh brokh lachem im koimon ve shinu mokem tsokh levoch bohem ve shinu mokem ana afilo be gad bayes kome mi igel ara o mi gad gad le bayes am mi pin le pin is like this like as mam said loy ul לכל הפירושים אם הולך באמצע הסודה למקום אחר, יוכלישת אז יין או מים בלוי ברוכו, דחיימן שהוא בתוך הסודה לכי וכמה הודר, then you say לכי וכמה. זוג דגמור, תונו רבונון, בני חבורה שהיו מסובין, בני חבורה were eating together, וכידה, now we're going back to the מחלוקס רבי יויס ורבי יהודה, לגבי מפסיקין או אי מפסיקין. We had a מחלוקס, if you, in the middle of a meal, ערב שבס, ערב פסח, they both agree that Erev Pesach, you have to have, Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that they're not supposed to start Samach Lemincha. Or, but let's say you're a Mesubin, and they're having a meal, so now it comes the time for Kiddush. Ton Rabbam Nei Chabur Shoyim Mesubin. V'Kiddush Alein Ayoyim. So what do you do now? Rabbi Yehuda said, Mafsikin. Rabbi Yossi said, you continue. Achetechshach. So Kiddush Alein Ayoyim. So the first thing you do is, we said at the end of the day, neither like both of them, not like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Yossi, we said, Peres Mapa Mekadesh. But right now the Gemara is going, what would Rabbi Yehuda do? Tona Rabbona B'nei Chabur Yishoyim Yisumim B'kiddush Lein Hayoyim, Mevi'in Lo'i Koy Shal Yayin. Stop your meal, here's a cup of wine, and make Kiddush. V'oyim Olov Kiddush Hayoyim. That means you have to make Kiddush. V'sheini, and then you bring another cup, Oyim Olov Bech Samozen. If you remember, Rabbi Yehuda Shita was... Yudashita was that you have to be mafsik, that means you have to bench and you have to make kiddush. Now, here the Gemara is saying the order of the things are, first you make kiddush because it's Friday night, and then you bench. Now, the reason why you don't do the opposite, we shouldn't explain, because if you bench, birch samozen is with a kois. That's a proper way of doing birch samozen, ala kois. And ala kois means you have to drink. Well, you're not allowed to drink before kiddush. If it's now it's Friday night, it's his man to make kiddush, you're not allowed to drink and eat before kiddush. So that's you have to make kiddush first, and then you bench. So again, cup number one, Kiddush Hayoyim. Sheini, another cup, Birch Samozen, Divrei Yehuda. That's the din of Mafsikin. Now, the Rashbam right away says that the first one, he explains that we just said. Loshen Achi says, the first one you make Birch Samozen, and the second one, Kiddush Hayoyim. Okay, that's the two Gisoyis. Now, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, that's Rabbi Yossi Shita we had, two blad ago, oichal v'hoylech atshetechshach. There's no din of mafsikin. That means, Dr. Rashbam in the bottom, atshetigmar sudoson, finish your meal. Even after shetechshach, finish your meal. After you finish your meal, that's when you make kiddush. What happened to kiddush mokam suda? Tosa said on Daf Kuf that it's called kiddush mokam suda because the suda earlier, that suda was a suda's choyl. You can have a shame kiddush makam suda because it's not a din in the suda, it's a din in the kiddush. The kiddush is chal on the suda, even on the suda's choil. So, come to Rabbi Yossi, you finish your suda, and then aim afsikin, and then you only then do you make kiddush. Rabbi Yossi, I'm a oichav oilech at shetechshach. Zog du gemal kubeis on the days. Gomru. Now we're going gomru. According to Rabbi Yossi, we're still in the middle of Rabbi Yossi, explaining Rabbi Yossi. Gomru, if you finish your suda, since Rabbi Yossi said aim afsikin, you continue your meal. Gomru, so kois rishon, the first kois that they bring him now is mevarech la birch samozen. I still didn't finish my meal. First, I got to make birch samozen with the kois. Kum to b'yosi em afsikin. So let me continue my meal and let me have bench and make birch kois on the benching. V'hasheni, and only afterwards you bring him another kois and I make kiddush hayoyim. Kiddush after everything. After the meal, into the night, after Birch Samozen, after you drank from Birch Samozen, now you make Kiddush. Frag the Gemara a question. Am I? V'nemrinu l'tavayu achad kosa. Why, according to Rabbi Yossi, do we say that you bring two cups? Cup number one, Birchas Hamazon and Agofen. Cup number two, and then Kiddush. Take this Becher, make Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush on the same cup. What do you have to bring two cups for? Now, this question, the Rashbam says, is on Rabbi Yossi and on Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda also says you bring two cups. Just Rabbi Yehuda said, first, let's say the gears of, first you make Kiddush, because you can't do Birchas Hamazon and drink before Kiddush. Stop, you make Kiddush, and then you make Birchas Hamazon. Why are we not asking him, L'chari, why do you need two cups? Zok to Rashbam, V'lemrinu tavay achad kosa, Kiddush hayoyim u'Birchas Hamazon, u'l'Rabbi Yossi koporech, di'ilu l'Rabbi Yehuda, came in the mafsikin. So Rashbam is saying, Alomis as follows. Since according to Rabbi Yehuda, din is mafsikin, v'tzorech akira shulchan, Rabbi Yehuda shita is mafsikin, it means akira shulchan. So Mele Tzok Shnei Koises. That's good for a hefsik. You have to go for be mafsik between the two. There's a hefsik between the Kiddush and the Birchas Hamazon. So Mele, you talk after two Koises. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that you just continue eating, and you bench, and then you make Kiddush after everything, so just take one Kois. On that, the Gemara says, the famous Tetz in the Gemara, and we'll continue that tomorrow. Zok to Gemara, Omer Avuna, Omer Av Sheshes, and Oimrim Shtei Kedushas Al Kois Echod. You don't make two kedushas on one kois. Why? My time, Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchok, fishen oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You don't make mitzvahs chavilas, which looks like it's a masui. Zok to Rashbam, the mitzvah old kamasui. That's one pshat. Or because you can't concentrate, you're not going to have kavana on the proper on each one individually. So mainly, we'll go into the sugi tomorrow, chavilas chavilas, and we'll stop over here.